Hey, this is Jonathan Goodman, and I have incredibly exciting news. My book, The Obvious Choice, is now available for purchase in Kindle, in Audible, and in hardcover. Anywhere that you find books, please go on Amazon, please go to whatever bookstore you like, buy yourself a copy, buy a copy for a friend. Hope that you absolutely love it. Now let's get into the show.
All right, cool. Well, Lance, good to have you, man. Idea here is if you can just start saying who you are, who you work with, and what you want to talk about today, and we'll dive right in and go for about 20 minutes or so, however long we need.
Okay, perfect. So how you doing today, John?
I'm good. I'm in the belly of the book launch is what I am right now.
Awesome. I love that. That's perfect. I can't wait to read it.
Oh, thanks, man. It's God. Book launches are in many ways more difficult than book writing. It's because it gets
really
real. It's like, you know, I described it to a buddy of mine the other day. I was like, it's like you're climbing up a mountain and, you know, you got the whole way to go and you got your food and you're enjoying the climb and whatever. And then You get just before the top and there's that last little like steep up always right at the top. And you're out of food and you're out of water and you're tired. That's what it's like.
That's crazy.
Anyway, let's talk about you.
Let's do it. So my name is Lance Parker. I've been an online personal trainer now for about 2.5 years now, which is crazy. As soon as I got out of high school, I was like, I want to do training. So I got my certification and I did in person, and it's crazy to announce that like I am officially by myself now because my online business has been able to support me to the point where it's like, you know, I want my dream to be traveling the world and training online instead of in person. Obviously, that's why I'm here, because I just want to, you know, I was in my house for such a majority of my life in my hometown that like my main dream is I want to be everywhere except for my hometown. And this has given me the freedom, and this has allowed for me to work practically wherever I want, even though I'm still in my hometown. We're working, but I've gotten a taste last year, and especially in 2024, of being outside of my country for the first time. And it kind of, you know, made me want to work even harder. So I quit my in-person, which is crazy because in December I was still working. I'm like, you know what? I got to make this switch. I need to, you know, step outside the comfort zone. And with that, like, I've just been very anxious, nervous, that I feel like, you know, it's just like those normal feelings of I feel like I won't be able to do it, and if I don't do it I'd have to go back, and I just don't want to do that. So right now in the business, you know, I've consistently hit 5k months. December wasn't the best, it was like 4k, but you know, it's still like I'm happy with it, but like I'm wondering what it takes now to get to that next level, because I don't want to get comfortable at 5k, you know. So the biggest thing that's working right now in my business, and I wrote it in the form, but I believe I said like it's I feel like I have a really good what's it called, like nurturing with my audience. But the problem with my audience, like, is that they are in my age range, and a lot of people are in my age range are obviously in college. So I'm 21. I just turned 21. And like everyone in my audience, like they'll be engaging with my content, and I've talked to them and they're all like, yeah, bro, college student. So I would say that leads to my biggest thing right now being a qualified audience, and getting content to reach out from like to more non-followers, and really kind of like stable myself as like the boss or like authority in my niche, but not really knowing how to do that to an extent. So I also, my niche is men ages like 20, you know, my age, like 20 to like 35, like young men who are driven, like career driven, and they want to get in a good shape, like the best shape, without restricting their diet. So I'm very like anti-restrictive diet. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. And a big thing that I'm working on is like more collaborative content. So the collaborative content that, you know, I came up with my brother, because he has like a studio space in New Jersey. So what we were doing was, do you know the show Hot Ones?
I've heard of it.
So we're making a spin-off of it where, like, it's funny because I named the show spin-off because I have two spin bikes, and the goal of the show is I'm interviewing people in the fitness niche. So, like, bodybuilders, gym owners, and like coaches, stuff like that. And the whole thing is like you're exercising while interviewing them. So I'm the host and I'm interviewing them, and every single round it gets harder. Like the spin bike gets harder, kind of like how in Hot Ones, when you're eating, say, like a chicken wing or something, the hot sauce gets hotter. Except with Hot Ones, instead of celebrities, I'm working with, like, I want to get to the point where I'm, like, collabing and interviewing with influencers and getting into such a broader audience. So that's my main plan to do so, and that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Okay. So it sounds like the biggest, I mean, it sounds like you have an audience, you've got a content plan. I don't really need to talk to you about that so much. I think it's good. It sounds like the biggest need that you have now, and this actually came up a few times on folks that we're chatting with today, is basically attracting people who can afford your programs.
Yes.
You're attracting people and you're having conversations and it always comes down to money or whatever, right? So your position is very interesting, I think, Lance. Number one, I mean, you said, how can you go past 5K? You just stepped away from in person, right? Like in
Yes,
December.
I literally just did. So it's just me now,
So
and you
I'm,
guys, of course.
yeah. So, well, I'm glad to be in your corner for this because I definitely did not have anybody in my corner when I made that move, and I wish that I did. Now, in retrospect, it would have been much faster and easier and
Yeah, I
less
know.
fraught
Ignore.
with problems. But we got there all the same. One of the things that I noticed way back when was this is dating back now to 2012, I guess. There were a lot of people doing the type of thing that I was doing. At that point, it was blogging, but, like, call it content creation. A lot of people doing what I was doing, right? Trying to break through, and nobody really could. And when I stepped away fully, it was kind of scary. But I found that very few people were willing to make that move. And a lot of the folks who didn't, who still, I mean, to this day, still train a little bit while trying to do stuff online, have not really climbed at all. I mean, they're still fine. Like I said, they're still probably making $5,000 a month, which is great as a side gig, while they're working full time. And for some of them, it's right. For some of them, they're disenchanted from the online world and they increasingly talk about it. And so I guess all that I'm saying is that the biggest thing that I noticed back then was the minute that I took that jump, things changed almost mentally for me. Things seemed to change. But also, of course, I had more time and energy, and there was a seriousness about what I did that was kind of fundamentally different than a lot of my contemporaries at that time. And one thing that you said that immediately jumped out to me was always what I said to myself, which is, I know I can always go back. There's this idea of, like, oh, you got to burn the boats, you got to make it so you've got nowhere to go back. I actually think that's kind of bad advice. I think that you should actually have options to go back. You don't want to go back, right? But now, you have proven it to yourself that you have the skills and the abilities to make it as an in-person trainer and the network and the reputation and the results. You can always go back, right? That should give you the freedom to really push forward and crush it with what you're doing, Lance. So, number one, hell yeah, dude. Very few people would make that jump. And it took me more years than being 21 years old to make that
Oh
jump.
yeah. I'm so young. I feel like I love taking risks. You know, that's like if I jump forward, then, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, like you said, I could fall back, but I don't want to,
You don't
like I
want to.
want to make this work.
Well, and so, I mean, number one is just calling that out. And just say, hell yeah, congratulations, man. The second part, though, is your market is pretty interesting. Yes, they're kind of broke college kids now, But the first thing that I'll say is they're not going to be broke college kids for very long.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, give me like a year or two. And everyone talks about it. Like, they're like, Lance, once I get a job, like, you're going to be that guy.
You will
Because
be
from
the
my high
obvious
school,
choice, right?
yeah, that's what I said. I was like, not to make the pun on
No, make
your
the pun.
podcast, but it's the I will be the
Yeah.
obvious choice.
So there's something to that. There's something to playing. And my advice to, to Kim and to Marvin, who were chatting with afterwards, who I think want to talk about similar things, might be different. But to you, there are very few people, particularly young people that I meet these days, that are willing to play the long game. And the long game might be like a 2-year game. Like not really even a long game might be a 2-year game. I think if you've listened this far into the podcast, I want to invite you to buy a copy of my new book, The Obvious Choice. It's available now. A lot of people have been asking me what the book's about. The central premise is that it's learning how to position yourself as the clear and trusted answer to a specific group's problems. You see, a lot of people these days are trying to become famous to the faceless, anonymous internet instead of becoming the obvious choice to a smaller amount of people who are going to buy from you. It's actually much better, much more profitable, much easier, and much faster, and much less stressful to be obviously perfect to a smaller amount of people than just okay to a lot of people who are never going to buy you. You see, you don't need to be the best at everything or chase the largest audience. You need to become the most relevant to your people. What I do is I emphasize the importance of understanding your audience's needs, meeting them where they already are, and delivering such value that choosing anyone else feels irrational. And so pick up a copy of the book. It's in Kindle, it's in Audible, it's in hardcover, wherever you find books. Hope that you absolutely love it. I mean, if you're making 5,000 a month at 21 working online, there's no reason why that won't slowly bump up, continuing to be doing what you're doing. There's no reason why you can't live pretty cheaply right now and still put money away. And so I think you're in a prime position to play this long game and still almost speak to this audience, knowing that as you grow, they will grow with you. The people who you went to school with, some of them will start jobs now as they're graduating college. Some of them will go on to become lawyers, doctors, accountants, whatever, professional type jobs, and they'll graduate when they're 24, 25, 26, and they'll go into their careers. And it won't take them very long to start being beaten down physically. In those jobs, where you're going to be there, right? You're going to be there as the person talking to them, but not if you change your marketing, not if you change who you're speaking to. I don't think you speak specifically to college kids now. You don't call out college kids, but you talk about that transition into the real world. And there's a point that I think we all hit. I remember exactly when I hit it. I mean, I was bubbling in the last Scantron bubble in the auditorium in university, and I remember finishing it, and the whoever it is, the instructor or moderator or whatever their name is, they came up to me and they said, "Are you done?" And I just looked at them. I was like, "Yeah. Yeah, I think I am." Like, that was the moment. When I bubbled in the last thing, when I graduated college, or I finished the last exam in college and knew I was going to graduate, right? Where I was like, oh, well, now I have to, looking back, I could put language on it. Like, the world isn't black and white anymore. I'm not being told what to do every day of my life anymore. This is scary. I wonder how much you can call out that moment. Because to me, what I look at increasingly for these types of businesses is not necessarily demographic, not even necessarily psychographics that you're targeting with your training. What you're targeting are points of time when somebody is going to make a transition that's going to force them to reassess what they're doing and say, now I'm ready. And can you be there and be top of mind for that person in that moment? For example, we had a conversation in the hot seat a couple of weeks ago where the moment that a woman becomes an empty nester, the moment that her last child goes to university, or even the moment when her last child, to be honest, goes to school. That's a moment where Using my wife, for example, Allison, like she's already talking. I mean, we're pregnant with her next, so it's going to be a while, but like she's already talking about it. She's like, you know, I think I might want to go back to school to become a surgical assistant. Like just they look like there are those transitory. There are those transition moments. And a transition moment, 100%, dude, is, yo, I just finished college and I'm entering working in the real world and I'm making money now, like real money. But also, I don't have as much time as I used to. You can also talk about testosterone levels. Oh, by the way, when you're 20 in university and a guy, you have so much testosterone flowing through you. You could touch a weight and all of a sudden grow pecs. It ain't gonna be that way for much longer, bro. So if you're in your 20s and you're able to train, actually, you should put on as much muscle as you possibly can now. Because let me tell you, I know this guy John, and John's 39 years old, and he just told me that when you hit your 30s, all of a sudden you don't recover as well from workouts, and you don't put on muscle as easy, and you know, it's really nice to get that base early on. I wonder how much you can call out that moment and really dig into that moment and all of the pieces associated with it, both future pacing, but also like, all right, you said you were going to do it. You know, hey guys, in
Gotcha.
whenever people graduate college in April or whatever it is, like, hey guys, you said you were going to start when you finished college. Here we are. Who's going? Who's doing this?
So almost like from my own class, because my class is usually graduating like 26 or something. So when that time comes, when everyone's graduating, almost like hit a crazy call to action post where it's like, you know, you said you would start, like where is it? Because you only have this amount of time before it gets harder.
I mean, the nice thing is that's repeatable. You could just hit all of you could just hit that point every year. It doesn't have to be just for your class, right? It's for any class. But the point is, you know, if your content is for that audience, what are the points that audience hits where they're reassessing where they are, where they're looking forward optimistically to the future, or they are perhaps living with some sort of fear of regret that they're going to miss out on an opportunity. I mean, I think it's a huge opportunity to be in your 20s as a guy and be able to put on a bunch of muscle. Because I can tell you, as a, you know, late 30-year-old, you know, that passes. That passes. And so speak to, I guess what I'm saying is like, yes, there are those moments for sure, but I think also there are topics that are outside of, hey, college kids, here's what you need to know, that also appeal to people who are already in the workforce, you know,
Yeah,
early
because
on
that's
in
where
the
most of my
workforce.
clients are coming from is like people who are already working or their parents like help them out with like paying
Sure.
or something.
Sure.
Like that's like the main thing. And I'm like, I don't try to speak to college students. I'm more just speaking to men who want like a more aesthetic physique, like want to look good, feel good. And I almost think like maybe I should like switch and really try to target entrepreneurial like men in their 20s who are almost like kind of in my situation. Like you started a business, you're young, and you're driven to do that.
Could be. But I don't even think you need to. I mean, maybe on your like thing, like I work with, you know, 20 to 30-year-old guys who are, you know, getting started in their career and want to grow their bodies like their careers or whatever. Like you can have some nice line like that. I'm more talking about the fears, the moments you're calling out in your like day-to-day thing that are going to connect with somebody and they'll be like, oh, yeah, shit. Like yesterday I said it's going to be today. Like I don't want that to hit tomorrow. And yes, you're absolutely going to get some college kids whose parents are going to help them pay for it. You're also going to get some rich college kids. And to be honest, there are more and more rich college kids. Dude, the kid who's helping me out on my book launch, he's 19 years old. He started college while helping me out in my book launch. He turned 19. I'm paying him more than his professors are making.
That's
And he's in
crazy.
college. So there are going to be more and more and more college kids who are going to have these side hustles that are going to be making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. So, you know, there will also be rich college kids. But I think you just speak to that age range. You speak to their desires. And that age range is people, yes, of course, making this transition as well. But you don't necessarily need to say college.
Just people within their like 20 to 30s, 20s to 30s.
Yeah, like what are those transition points, right? What are they fearful of? What do they not know but should know and should be fearful of? Like that idea of, hey, now's your time to put on muscle. By the way, like, you know how much easier it is when you're in your 30s and 40s, if you already have built that base? You know how hard it is to make that change later on? It's not that it's impossible. It's hard, man.
Oh, I like that. I never thought of it like that. Like really speaking to them in a way that like is like you need to take action now or this will happen, you know, like
It's got to be important enough and painful enough for them to do the thing now. If it's not, you're never going to make the sale. If it is, they'll find the money. If it's not, even if they have the money, they won't find it. I mean, look around college campuses. Every single person there has a $1,000 phone. That's pretty stupid, isn't it?
yeah, no, you're right. And they spend so much on like their dorm rooms and stuff.
Like, so if it's important enough, we gotta jump to the next Lance, but happy to keep playing around with this with you more. But
Oh, definitely.
I think you've got a great audience, and I think that audience will grow with you as you grow as well. And then the nice thing is, as you grow, if you decide to have a family, or as your career progresses, or as you travel more, like these people will come along on those journeys with you and evolve with you, which is a really beautiful thing.
Yeah, like when I have a kid, then start like almost
Sure.
transitioning, like growing with them or something. Yeah.
Totally. Totally. Totally.
All right. Yeah,
Right.
thank you. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, Lance. Thanks.
Appreciate you.
Hey, real quick, I wanted to invite you to buy a copy of my new book. It's called The Obvious Choice. And instead of me telling you about how good it is, what I'm going to do is just read a couple of the endorsements of others. So the first is from Jason Pfeiffer. He's the editor-in-chief for Entrepreneur Magazine. So you can imagine this guy has seen a lot of business books. Here's what he said about The Obvious Choice. He said, "If you want to win in business without feeling like you have to win the internet, get this book. It can help any marketer, small business owner, and entrepreneur." Okay, here's another one from Harley Finkelstein. He is actually the president of Shopify. Again, if you want to find somebody who knows how to sell stuff, particularly sell stuff online, but really anywhere, like somebody who is the president of Shopify probably knows what he's talking about. So here's what he said. He said, "Consider this required reading for anyone running a small business. Goodman nails it when it comes to business insights. This book is filled with timeless advice, and unlike so many other business books, it's a joy to read. Every entrepreneur is going to get actionable takeaways from this read. If you're selling something, you need this book in your life. Trust me, you won't regret it." There's more endorsements you'll find on the Amazon page. Those aren't the only two, of course, but I'll stop there. Please go and buy a copy of the book. It's in hardcover, it's in Kindle, it's in audio, on Amazon, wherever you find books. Hope that you absolutely love it.